Well, I just wanted to point out a couple of things as we head into the weekend. Look, the economic data and real economy information is getting harder and harder to get to because everything is statistics and data in and around coronavirus. And yes, we all know, or at least those that are doing analytics understand, that that is impacting any kind of growth in the economy in a dramatic way. The Labor Department's latest figures or unemployment suggests that the job market is flattening. The number of workers applying for initial unemployment claims for the second week in a row did go up by 12,000. But business spending on software, research, development, equipment, structures, as they might build an addition or renovate, all of those things fell 27%. Both exports and imports dropped dramatically. Of course, the one thing that has been steady is spending by the federal government. That continues to rise as it pays out more and more for fiscal stimulus. More recently, economic activity has picked up. Consumer spending, particularly on big ticket items, homes, some durable goods, automobiles, increased for the month of June. And by the way, employer added, this is for the month of June, 4.8 million jobs in the month, though the labor market recovery appears to be slowing. I saw a very deceptive article on CNBC early this morning, and it gave all the details of GDP growth and the numbers that came out across Europe. And then at the end, they gave out the GDP number that just came out for America. All of Europe numbers look pretty good. 11-12%. Get down to the U.S. 32.9%. I quickly wrote a scathing email to CNBC accusing them of being just like the rest of the mainstream media with the deceptive article. So we'll see if anything changes. I doubt it. Here's the difference, and you need to be aware of this. The numbers that they gave for Europe are not annualized numbers factored in for inflation. Our number is. If our number was to be reported the same as Europe's, our GDP would have been down 9.5%. But that's not the proper way of reporting it. It doesn't give us analysts and other people really any good information as we move forward. And I think it's unethical to do what they did. But nonetheless, there are so many organizations and news organizations that are going to use CNBC as their guide for financial data. And it won't be long before next week people are saying, well, you know, Germany, largest economy in the Eurozone, only down 12% compared to our 32%. They're doing great. Oh, really? Why don't you all move to Germany then? They're not doing good. I'm not criticizing Europe for the way they report. Their analysts are used to that, I suspect. But again, something else for mainstream media to hang their hat on. We are going to see more and more talk about the economy as it turns into a frenzy type pace leading up to the election, and it is getting worse day by day by day. We're not going to hear any good news about anything coming out on the coronavirus, yet there is plenty of good news to go around. As a matter of fact, some of the southern states now are beginning to recover fairly quickly, and people are still hiring. The most disturbing number of the week is business spending, and let me just go back to that for a minute. It fell 27%. Now, look, so there are two schools of thought here. One is that there's going to be a lot of pent-up demand for spending. That'll be good for us, if it is true, come the end of the year or first quarter next year as things begin to settle down for spending. Here's the problem, though. All of this media coverage, and in general, we have to understand from a behavioral perspective, which I am following and watching closer than I have in a long time, because I believe that there are a number of new normals that are going to come out of this pandemic. And some of that new normal is the changing in the way people do business, the way corporations do business. Those that did despise the idea of people working from home are now developing and spending money on new technologies to help people work from home. They've come to the realization that it is far better for them than spending billions of dollars every year on prime real estate that is totally totally unnecessary for office space. Everything is going to change the way we eat, the way we eat out. The overly built systems in America, the grocery stores that have an entire both sides of one aisle dedicated to cereal, you know, the idea and the notion that Americans have to have, you know, every kind of option possible to buy is going to begin to wane. There's no doubt about it. People are changing habits, and the way we do business is going to change. And there are going to be a number of new normal coming out of this in the next year. Most of them, I think, are going to be very good for the family. And I am praying that our education system changes dramatically. I hear all the panic teachers and philosophers of education bloviate about, well, you know, you can't homeschool because this is not going to be good for the health of the child. They're panicked, but things are going to change. So it is going to get a little bit harder as I do some of the behavioral side of economic, because I don't want to make the mistake that most analysts that are looking at the technical side are doing, which is dependent upon all the past results. The past results, meaning we're getting back to that as opposed to getting back to a new normal. I don't think we're getting back to what was in the past. I think we are moving ahead into the future with a lot of different circumstances. And we're going to be watching that very, very close. I want to thank all of you. It's been a busy week on our end. Next week, I'm taking, taking Wednesday and Thursday off. I'm not going anywhere to attend to a number of different things, some business things that I've got to attend to for the ministry, as well as taking a breather. Nonetheless, I need to get some rest. And I'm going to try to do that next week a little bit. So many of you have come alongside us with $20 a month, $25, some $50. And we are asking people to come alongside us and support this ministry with $20 a month. I promise you, you won't miss it. I promise you that. But we are working on this notion of a law of large numbers. And we wish that every listener that benefited or gained or appreciated our program could find a way to give $20 a month. I hope if you're not doing it, you will consider it. But so many of you already are. Thank you for your prayers. Continue to pray for the ministry, the work that God's put before us. Have a great day, and I'll see you in a little bit for a Rapid Fire Friday. God bless.